Today, Shiras and Masech Techul on Daf Tzadik Hey. We will begin on the last line of Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis with the third word, Hahu Tabocha. Before we begin today's Shir, I would like to bring to our listeners' attention a fascinating Shir on Gid Hanasha by Professor Schneer Lyman, entitled Nicker, Rabbinic Error, and Heresy. It is available on the Daf Yomi page on the OU website and on the Ask OU channel on ouradio.org. Before we begin the actual sugya today, a brief hagdama. In the system with which meat was sold in the time of Chazal, there were cities where the primary source of the meat were from the Jewish butchers. As Rashi on Tzadik Hei Amud Aleph tells us that Roiv Tabochei Yisrael, that most of the butchers were Jewish, and they not only butchered the meat once it was slaughtered, but they were the actual shoychtim. And then they gave it over in the marketplace, which is called Mekulin. The Meiri tells us that the word Mekulin comes from mako, from sticks, because the meat was put on display on top of these, hanging from these sticks. So that's why the marketplace, the retail stands where the meat was sold to the public, was called Mekulin. And Tosfos, on the next daf, the first Tosfos, Divrei Maaseh Hanan, says in the first line, Mekulin heim oisam oivdei kechavim shaloichen basar min hatabach lishaker boy, that the Mekulin refers to the goyim, who used to be the middlemen between the Jewish shaychtim, who were the butchers, and the public. They used to buy it from the butchers, and they would sell that kosher meat to the public, and they would make a profit on it. The system, as we learned in yesterday's daf, there was a system of hachroza, that one could buy from the goyim the meat, because it was received from the Jewish butchers, and on a day when the Jewish butchers would have treif meat, then they would make an achroza that today there's treif meat. On those days, the Jews did not buy from the goyim, because they knew that the Jewish butchers sold that treif meat to the goyim. So on the day of achroza, they would not buy from the goyim. If there was no hachroza that there was treif meat, then they would even buy from the goyim, because they knew that the goyim were supplied with Jewish kosher meat. Now the Gemara says a story. Ahu Tabach, there was this butcher, this Jewish butcher, the Amr Leila Chavre, that he once said to his fellow Yid, as we turn to Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Aleph, Ihavis Paisis Minoi, if you were on good terms with me, as Rashi says, that they were Soinim Hoyu Zelazet. There was animosity between the butcher and this other fellow. If you were on good terms with me, mi loy safyalach, would I not have provided you? Would I not have sold you mishor shel petem da'avdi esma, from that fat ox which I made yesterday, means which I shechted yesterday? Omar lay, so his friend responded, achli mishufri shufri, I in fact ate from the best parts of that which you shechted yesterday. Amar lei minolach. So the butcher asked him, how did you get that meat? Amar lei. So he responded, the zoven ployni ovid kechavim, because that goy over there bought it from you. He is one of the meat sellers in the marketplace. Vesafali, and he provided it to me. He sold it and turned it to me. So you're trying to make me feel bad that I didn't get from that good ox, that fat ox meat. I in fact got it because I got it from the goy. Amar lei, so the butcher said, no, trey avdi, I made two, I shechted two. There's one that was kosher, that I sold to a yid, or maybe to a different goy, and I also had a treif one. Vahu treifa havid, the one that the goy that you pointed out, that middleman, in fact, to him, I sold the treifa one, and you ate treif. Now the question, as Tosfos explains it, Divrei Maaseh Hanan, the question now is, does this now disrupt the entire system of buying from the marketplace? As we said, this was a place where they made hachroza. They would call out if there was a treif. On that day, there was no hachroza made. So all Jews were buying from the goyishim middlemen. And the question is, based on what this butcher was now saying to this Jew, would this interrupt, would this disrupt the whole system, and the Jews would not be allowed to buy on that day from the Goyim? Because maybe other middlemen, other Goyish middlemen also had treifa. Maybe the butchers sold it to other ones as well. Or maybe other Jewish butchers sold it to the Goyim, sold treif to the Goyim, without making an announcement. So Amar Rebbe said, when he heard the story, Bishvil Shoyte Zeh, because of this Meshuganer, because of this deranged person, Sha'asish Leikohagen, who did improperly, he sold it to a Goy, he sold treif, and he should have made achraza. He should have called out that everyone in the city should know that treif was sold to the Goy. He didn't do that. And he was machshel through that, his fellow Jew, because his fellow Jew bought from that treifa. So Anan, Anu, Nesser, Kolamakolin, are we going to prohibit the whole meat market, that no one should be able to buy from the Goyim, because we're going to suspect that maybe this butcher sold to other Goyim, or maybe other butchers also sold the treif? No. We have a system in place. There was no achraza made. We have a cheskes heter, that the meat that's being supplied to all the Goyim is kosher. We have one incident now where a butcher sold treif. That's not going to disrupt our whole system here. And everyone else is permitted. Ein Echanami Taisa says at the end of that Taisa Anan, Levad Mahu Aygachav Dezavda Minei. Of course, we cannot go to that Goy who the butcher says bought the treif animal from the butcher. We're not going to buy from that Goy today. But from all the other Goyim, we're allowed to. And the Gemara says, Rebbe Litame, Rebbe's going Lishitasek. The Omar Rebbe said, Makolin, in a place where you have a meat market and you have these Goyish salesmen who are selling the meat, Utvache Yisrael, the meat that they received from the Jewish butchers, the kosher meat. So, Basar Animtza Biyad Ayukachav Mutter. In a case where there's no Hachraza, then we say that the meat that's being supplied to the Goyim is also kosher meat. And if somebody bought from a Goy, he is buying kosher meat, as Rashi says, Hoyel V'roiv Tavchi Yisrael, because the butchers are all primarily Jewish, and therefore the source of the meat supply is considered a Jewish source, and therefore even from a Goy, if there's no Hachraz in the city, you're allowed to buy from them. And this Shaita is not going to disrupt our system. So Rebbe is l'shitasai that all the meat that is found in the hands of a Goy is mutter, with the exception of the Goy who the butcher said, I sold him the treif. Ikid Yamri, however, others say differently. Amar Rebbe said something else. He said, Mipnei shoyte zeh, because of this deranged person, the Ichaven who had kavana l'tzeurei l'chavrei, he had kavana to mitzar his friend. He wanted him to feel bad, as Rashi says, v'sheker diber. He actually said a lie. We don't believe him. He thought that the friend, this fellow didn't get any of his good fatty meat. And then he realizes that his friend bought from the Goy to whom he sold the ox to. So to make him feel bad, he said, I had two oxen and I sold the treif for one. It's not even true. He really sold the kosher one. That's why there was no achraza. We don't believe him. So because of that shaita, Anu Neser Kol Mekoylin, are we going to forbid Jews from buying from all the other Goyish salesmen? Of course not, because we don't even believe this person, this butcher, that he ever sold treif. So according to this Ikka di Amri, the Gemara deduces, time of the Chavon L'tzur L'chavrei. When don't we believe him? When he had Kavana to make his fellow Jew feel bad because they hated each other. Ha'lav hachi. But let's say they were very good friends and he would not lie, then we would believe him. And then, usher, then it would come out that no one would be allowed to buy from the other Goyisha salesman because we believe him that he sold treif to the Goy, and then it appears that others may have bought, other Goya may have bought from him, or other Jewish butchers may have sold treif, if we see that this one sold treif. The only reason in our case by the butcher here is because we suspect that he lied. But if we don't suspect that he lied, then it seems that we are upsetting the whole system. Now the Gemara asks a kasha from the same Rebbe that we had before. Vatanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rebbe Omer, Mekoilin V'Tivcha Yisrael. If you have the Goyish middlemen who are selling in the marketplace, in the meat market, and you have the Jewish butchers, so Basar and Nimtzav Yadav Kechavim is Mutter. We say that the meat that the Goyim have is coming from the Jews, and it's permitted to buy from them. So how could we say that if he's not lying, if he's saying the truth, that it upsets the whole system, and you cannot buy from the Goyim? Now we're asking a kasha from Rebbe. And Rashi explains, because we have a Cheskes Heter here, it's only this one case of a Jew selling a trefa to a Goy, but everybody else sold only kosher meat to the Goyim, and therefore it should not upset our system. Why are you telling me that it would upset our system if we would believe him that he sold the trefa to the Goy? Answers the Gemara, Shaini Hocha, this Chazaki Surah. It's not true what you're saying, that there's a Cheskes Heter. Once we've established that one Jew, in fact, is not lying, he has no reason to lie, he's not trying to hurt his friend, and he's saying the truth that he sold the trefa to the Goy, and there was no hakraza made. So now already, we're worried that maybe he sold it to more people. It's already is chazaki sura. It's already, there is trefa already in the marketplace, and this person wasn't careful. And in Mela, we have to worry that maybe he sold it to many other vendors, and therefore he has broken the entire system. So it comes out that there's a major machlokes here between the two ways of the two versions of what Rebbe said. If Rebbe said that we don't believe him because he's lying, he just wanted to be Mitzar's friend, but if we had no reason to suspect him, we would believe him, and then it would be usher according to that second sheet in Rebbe, and according to the first sheet in Rebbe, we believe him, and we don't suspect that he's lying, and as a result, he is not able, according to the first sheet, to wreck the whole system, even in spite of the fact that we believe him. You're only not allowed to buy from that goy to whom he said he sold the trefa. But to everybody else, the system remains intact, and you're allowed to buy from them. According to the second sheet, you're not allowed to buy from them. The only reason here you could buy from them is because Rebbe suspected him of lying. And now we begin the sugya of Basar Shenis Alem Min Ha'ayin. Amar Rav, said Rav, Basar, meat, kivish and salmon ayin is usser. Once it is no longer visible by the eye, a person stopped looking at it, and Rashi says, even if it was munach al shulchanai, even if it was on a person's table in his house, and he stopped looking at it, the halacha is that it will be usser. And we'll see that there are many chumras here. The Rush calls it a chumri yaseiru, this whole thing of Basar Shenis Alem Ayin. But let's learn a piece of Gemara further and see what the first chumri yaseiru in this inyan is. Meisvei, the Gemara asks a question on this yisoit, that Basar Shenis Alem Ayin is usher from the halacha that we just learned from Rebbe. Rebbe, I remember Mekoyle v'tavcha Yisrael, Basar Animtzav Yadav Kechavim is mutter. So this is the question. You're telling me that if a goy had this meat, and the Jewish butchers are supplying that meat, so the meat found the hands of a goy is mutter. Why is it mutter? A Jew is not looking after this meat. No one sees this meat when it's in the hand of the goy. So why isn't it usher because of Basar Shenis Alem Ayin, according to Rav? The Gemara answers, Nimtza b'yadav kechavim shayni. It's different when it's found in the hands of a goy, as Rashi explains, because since the source of the meat here is Jewish, it's the Jewish butchers who shecht it properly. So the primary source of meat here in this city is kosher meat. This goy himself is not suspected of, he doesn't have a shechting operation. So he's not doing the slaughtering. He's receiving the kosher meat. And once it's in his hand, so it's guarded in his hand. Because what are we afraid of? So Rashi says we're afraid that it was changed for a nevela. But why are we afraid that it was changed for a nevela? That's Rashi says in Divrei HaMaskil Nimtza B'yadav Kechavim Shayni. Because at the end of Rashi, Rashi says Basar Hamunach Shema Arvim Chalifu. We're not worried about the goy. The goy has no reason to change it. He's getting his source of meat from the Jews. He's making a profit on it. So the reason Rashi says we're afraid is if no one is looking at it, then ravens may have come and brought, as Tysus explains also, meruba de alma, they brought meat from the rest of the world. In the rest of the world, most of the meat is treif. And they substituted it. They took the kosher meat from this city elsewhere, and they brought treif and meat here. So that's why it's treif. So if nobody's looking at it, then in the chanami, it's also because of basher shenasa halim and ayin. However, if even a goy has the kosher meat in his hand, it's not considered basher shenasa halim, as long as a human being is watching it that the ravens didn't come, and then it will be mutter. So Tosfos in Divrei Maschil Amar Rav, basher shenasa halim aser, tells us the first chumra that we see here. Because we see that that it would be Bashan Asam and Ayin if a goy was not holding on to it. Even though it's in a city where most of the meat is Roiv Tafche Yisrael, even so will be Machmer if it's Bashar Shana Salman Ayin. Rashi Taisa says, Afil Beir, Sheyesh Bar Roiv Tafche Yisrael. The only reason that we're not worried here is because the goy is holding it. But if the goy is not holding it, it's on the floor. It was nimtza on the floor or on someone's table, but no human eye was in contact with it, then it will be usher, even though most of the meat here in the city is kosher meat. Tosfos goes on to say, the chashin shema arvin, aisu nevela meruba de'alma v'chalfu. They brought it from the rest of the world and they made an exchange. And Tosfos says, chumra ba'almahu. And the Bach puts in Ois Aleph, in Tosfos, the chumra, which the Rush tells us as well, from the Gemara further, afilu bebehema shlema, that this is not only a chumra by a piece of meat. It's not only a chumra in a place where it's roiv tabachim yisrael, where it's kosher meat, but even if it's a whole animal that's lying there, we're choshish that the ravens took a whole treif animal from someplace else, brought it here, and took the kosher animal from here and took it elsewhere. Even though that would seem to be a very difficult thing for the ravens to do, and that's why the Rush calls it a chumra yisera. So we have here three chumras. Even if it's lying on his table, we're worried about the ravens. Even if it's an entire animal, we're worried about the ravens. And even if it's in a place where the primary source of the meat is the kosher butchers and shaykhdim, and still we are machmer, this chumra yisera, as the Rosh calls it, of basher shenis aleim min ha'ayin. Toshima, I'm going to ask you a question from a brisa. Nine stores in the city are selling kosher meat. And one of the stores is selling non-kosher meat. And the Jew took from one of them. He doesn't remember from which one he took. So the din is, if he has a suffix, whether he bought kosher or treif meat, it's usher. Rashi explains, based on the Gemara in many places, in Yuma, Sanhedrin, in Ksubis, the concept of kavua. Since where was the suffix noilad? I don't know where I got it from. So that's called kavua. It starts out with the meat in the store, and therefore, kol kavua, kemachza machza dami. It's considered, even though you have nine kosher stores and one non-kosher store. So we have a roiv of stores that is kosher, but we don't go after roiv here. We learn from a pasuk that if the suffix was created in the place of the source of the iser, so then it's called kavua. And kavua is considered, it's not parish, it wasn't separated, I didn't find it in the city, as the next case is going to be. My suffix is where I bought it, from what establishment, so that's a case of kavua, called kavua, kemachzal mechzadami, and mi suffix, I have to be machmer, suffix deraisa l'chumra. However, benimtza holachach aroiv, when I found it, in this simple pshat of the Gemara would be in that braisa, that if I find it in the street, I have to go after roiv. And roiv is kosher, and therefore I am allowed to eat it because we say that I'm eating kosher meat. I go after roiv. So the Gemara's question is, how can I eat it because I go after roiv? It's basher shenis aleim ayin. I'm finding it in the street. Maybe ravens brought it here from another city. So it's a kasha on Rav. Rav says basher shenis aleim ayin is usher, and here we see that it seems to be mutter. The Gemara answers, hachanami ben nimtza b'yad avichav. It's speaking about that you found it means that you found it in the hands of a goy. In other words, a goy tells the Jew, I bought it from a store. I don't recall which store I bought it from. So then it's considered that it's naidi, that it's pirish, that it's separated from the original source of the question. Because by a Jew, the initial doubt happens in the establishment, in the store. Whereas by the goy, to him it's no difference whether it's kosher or treif. So therefore it's considered that the suffix, the doubt, begins once it's already separated from the store. When you found the goy with the meat in his hand, that's when the suffix originated. At that point it's already pirish. It's separated from the store. That's not kavua. Then you go after the din of roiv. Tosis here in Divrei HaMashchil, Sveikoi Osir points out that we don't say that it should be batel b'roiv. We know that there's a concept of things that are batel b'roiv. Why don't we say that here by kol kavua k'mechtzah al-mechtzah dami, or by nimtza halachach ha-roiv? Why don't we bring out the concept that it should be batel b'roiv, and therefore let's say even kol kavua k'mechtzah al-mechtzah sveike usher, no, it should be batel b'roiv and it should be mutter. So Tosis answers, this is not a case of bitl b'roiv. Bitl b'roiv is where you have isser that is mixed into heter, and it's not discernible where the isser is within the heter. It's all mixed up together. Here it's very clear where the isser is, where the heter is. There's one store that everybody knows, this store is usser. The other nine stores, everybody knows it's kosher. If the contents of the various stores would all get mixed together, that would be a case of taruvus, of a mixture of kosher and non-kosher, and then we could say bitl b'roi. But here, we're speaking about that the isser and the heter are very clearly marked. There's no question where the isser is and where the heter is. The question is, this piece of meat, did it come from the isser or did it come from the heter? That's not a case of bitl b'roiv, that's halchan acharoiv. And in a case where it's kavua, there we say kol kavu k'metzah mechtzah dami, and it is usser. So the Gemara says, Hachanami benimtza b'yadav chavim. It's speaking about that it was in the hands of a goy, and that's why you go after roiv, and there's no problem of basher shen saman ayin, but ain't chanami. According to Rav, if you would find it lying on the street, then it would be a problem of basher shen saman ayin. Toshima, I'm going to ask now a question from, as the Mesaras HaShas says that the correct gears in Rashi should be, not a Mishnah in Taharis, but a Mishnah in Machshirin. Perik Bey's Mishnah test, where the Mishnah says, Matzah b'basar, if he found in a city, which there were Jews and Goyim living in that city, if he found. Imchai, he found the meat that was raw, halachach roiv tabachim. Then you go after the main source of the meat, which are, most of the butchers here are selling kosher meat. They shechted it and they sell the kosher meat. If it's raw, it's coming from a butcher. But v'imivushal, if it is cooked, then halach acharoiv oichle basar. Then it didn't fall from a butcher. Then it fell from a consumer. So if most of the people in the city are Jews who eat kosher, so then we could say that it was cooked by a Jew and it's permitted to be eaten. However, if roiv of the eaters of meat in the city are goyim, so then it came from a goy, and the goy cooked it, and then the Jew can't eat it because there's a issur of bishul akum, something that's not able to be eaten raw. That is, and it's also oil al shulchan malachim. It's, as we've learned in Masechet Avodah Zarah, we can bring it on in a state dinner, a dinner of a king. So that is an issur of bishul akum if the goy cooks this item. So here by meat, there would be an issur of bishul akum. And therefore, if roiv of the oichle basar in the city are goyim, it would be usher to eat. But if roiv are Yisraelim, it would be mutter to eat. So the question is, says the Gemara, v'nechsi, let us see. When you're saying that if it's cooked, you go after most of the eaters, let's see. Who's holding the piece of meat? If a goy is holding it, so then we'll say that the goy is the one who cooked it, even if most of the eaters in the city are Jews. Why do you say it's mutter if it's cooked, if most of the eaters of meat in the city are Jewish? But if the goy's holding it, then logic dictates that it's the goy who cooked it. Eid Yisrael Nakalei, and if a Jew is holding it, then even if roiv are goyim, then you should go after the Jew who's holding it. So why do you go after roiv of the goyim or roiv of the Jews? Why don't you go after the person who's holding it? So must be that he's not holding it. There is no Jew or goy holding it. You found it on the street. And yet, what did we learn in the Reisha? That if there is raw meat, you go after the roiv Tavchei Yisrael. And it's kosher. Why should it be kosher? It's Basar Shena Salmon Ayin, if you found it in the street. Answers the Gemara Hachamai Skinin. You know what we're speaking about here. Ba'oimed v'rayayu. It's speaking about where the Jew sees someone holding the piece of meat. He doesn't recognize whether that person is a Jew or a goy. Then he sees that that person drops the piece of meat. The Jew who's watching all this keeps his eye on it, so he makes sure there are no ravens coming. So there is no problem of Rav's problem of Basar Shena Salmon Ayin. Now, there's a question. Who cooked it? So then it depends. If most of the eaters of meat in the city are Jewish, then we say a Jew cooked it, and you can eat it. If most of the eaters of the meat in the city are Goyim, then a Goy cooked it, then it's Bishul Akum. But there's no problem with Basar Shena Salmon Ayin, because either a Jew or a Goy was holding it to begin with. And we learned before, even if a Goy is holding it, it's considered guarded from the ravens. He wouldn't let the ravens change the meat. So if the source of the meat in the city is Jewish, because roiv of the butchers are Jewish, so then it doesn't matter who's holding it, a Jew or a goy. It's considered guarded from the problem of Basar Shena Salmon Ayin. And then when it falls down, the Jew who's observing all this is looking and watching. This is still, again, no problem of Basar Shena Salmon Ayin. The question is, did a goy cook it or not? That would be dependent. If roiv of the Jews, the eaters of meat in the city are Jews, then a Jew cooked it, you could eat it. If roiv are goyim, a goy cooked it, and then you cannot eat it. So from here also, from this Mishnah in Masechet Machshirin, there is also no problem on Rav of Basar Shena Salmon Ayin. The Gemara continues to ask on Rav from a Mishnah in Shkolim. Toshima, come in here. And Rashi brings down the preceding Mishnayis there, which state that if meat was found in the Azora, if the person found limbs, then we say that they are from Olos, because that is the way that Olos are cut up so that the limbs are brought on the Mizbeach. But then the Mishnah continues, and now we start in the Gemara with what the Mishnah continues. Nimtza b'gvulat. But if these pieces were found in the borders outside of the Azara, so then it depends. If it's a vorim, if they're found by limbs, then we say that those are nevelis, because they were cut up to be thrown, Rashi says, into the garbage. But chatichos, if we find that they are cut up into small pieces of meat, then certainly they were being cut up for eating purposes, and then we say that they are mutter. It's speaking about where it's roiv tavchei Yisrael, where the meat has a kosher source, because most of the shoichtim and the butchers are Yisraelim, and the meat is kosher meat, and therefore one is allowed to eat it. But the Gemara is asking, if we hold like Rav, that Basar Shena Salmon Ayin is usher, why should it be mutter even by chatichos v'chitem? And if you'll want to tell me, Hachi Nami, will give the same teretz as we had in the Gemara before, bo'emid v'royeyu, that he saw the person holding the meat, and it fell down by accident, the person lost the piece of meat. If that's the case, and therefore it's not a case of Basar Shena Salmon Ayin, I have a kasha, because then the ratio is difficult. What does the ratio say? Avorim nevelis amai. So why do we say that the avorim, if he saw a person carrying limbs, and the limbs fell down, it'll be the same case as the seifa. So why over there do we say it's considered nevelis? We should say he was going to cut these up into small pieces, and they fell down from him. Must be that it was found. You didn't see a person dropping it, but rather you found it. If you found it, so why are chatichos mutaris? It should be also as Basar Shena Salmon Ayin. Answers the Gemara, midi hu time el Rav. Who are we asking this kasha from? We're only asking it from Rav. Ha'itmar Allah, we learned on this Mishnah in Shkolim that Rav Amar, Rav said, mutaris mishum nevela. That which it says in the Mishnah, the chatichos mutaris, does not mean that it's mutter to eat, but but rather it means it doesn't have a din of a vare nevela. Rashi says, number one, that it won't be metame, as a regular nevela would be metame. Number two, if the person ate it, he would not receive malchus, because it's only a suffix whether it's a nevela or not. However, l'chatchila, one, according to Rav, is not allowed to eat it, because we have to worry, maybe the ravens brought nevela from some other place, and Basar Shenis Amanayin is usher, b'dieved. If he ate it, he wouldn't get malchus, because it's only a suffix. We don't know vadai that it's a nevela. If it's a vorim, which are not cut up, so then we assume vadai that it is nevela. And then he will get malchus, and then it will be metamba. But if it's in small pieces, so there, it's only echshash because of basher shenis salmon ayin, and therefore, l'chatchil, you shouldn't eat it, but it's mutter, it doesn't have a din of avad in the vela for tumma or for malchus. And Einachanami, we learned that Levi Amar Mutaris Bachila. Levi is the one who holds that it's Mutar Bachila. He disagrees with Rav. He holds Basar Shenis Salmon Ayin. There is no Isser. We're not worried about the ravens changing the meat with non-kosher meat. And he holds when the Mishnah in Shkolim says Chatichas Mutaris, it means not only doesn't have a din nevela, but it's Mutar to eat it. But Rav disagrees. So you have no kosher from the Mishnah in Shkolim. Now the Gemara says, Hod Rav, this that we said in the name of Rav, the Basar Shenis Salmon Ayin is Usser, Lav Beferish Itmer. We never heard Rav say it Beferish, El Machlal Itmer. We deduced it from something that Rav said. The Rav, the Gemara relates a story. The Rav have a Yosef Amivra Dishtatis. Dishtatis is a place. Rav was sitting at the crossing where the boats crossed at this place, Dishtatis. Chaz Yalahu Gavri saw a person. The Have Ka, as we turn to Daf, Tzadik Hamid Beis, Mechaver Reisha, he was eviscerating and washing heads of animals. Nafu Minei, and the head that he was washing fell into the river. Also, Isisilta, he went and he brought a basket. Shada, he threw it into the river. Osik Train, and when he brought the basket up, there were two heads there instead of the one that had fallen in. Amar Rav, so Rav said, Avdi Nami Hachi, is this what usually happens? Do things happen like this, that you lose one thing and you get two? What was he trying to say? Rav was trying to say, apparently, there are more heads that are here, and therefore, Asrinu Nale, he prohibited this person from eating this head because of Basar Shenis Salmon Ayin. And Tosfos explains in the top Tosfos that if he would have only have brought up with the basket one head, then Rav would have permitted it, because since the person was standing there and he did not see any ravens bringing meat, changing one head for another, it would not be considered Basar Shenis Salmon Ayin. But once it fell into the water and it brought back two, even if one of them he could tell for sure was not the head that he dropped, the other one looked similar to the head. He wasn't sure 100%. He didn't have, as we're going to learn at the end of the Amud Tvius Ayin, he couldn't tell definitely that this is the one that he was eviscerating and washing. But he thought that this was the one. But then, since a second head came up, Rav said, now we already have to worry that it is considered Basar Shenis Salmon Ayin. There are other heads there, and it could have been brought from the ravens. Even if you're in a place where it is Roiv Tavche Yisrael, but as Tosfos explains, that the ravens bring it, the first small line of Tosfos, Hevi Meruba de Alma, that he brought it from the rest of the area, and in the rest of the area it was mostly treif. So therefore, Rav prohibited because of Basar Shenis Salmon Ayin. Amar Leih Rav Kahana Rav Asi Rav. So Rav Kahana and Rav Asi said to Rav, when they heard this psak of Rav, the Isur Shchichi, that Teru Leih Shchichi, are the only things in the water, ones of Isur and not Heter? Since we're speaking about a place, the immediate area here is Roiv Tavche Yisrael, so the meat has a din that is considered kosher. So why don't we go after the Roiv? Amar Lehu, answered them, the Isur Shchichetvei, because as Tosfos explained, you have to take into consideration the ravens, and they're bringing it Meruba de Alma. So if you take in not just the immediate area where it's Roiv Tavche Yisrael, but you take in the area from which the ravens could have brought the meat here and exchanged it, there you have Isser mostly, and therefore we have to consider it all Usser, and both heads are Usser. Ask the Gemara, the Chimech Lolomai. So Rav didn't say his concern beferish. We figured out that it's because of Basar Shenis, but what's wrong if we figured out? What's wrong if we deduced it? You're saying that it wasn't a klal, it wasn't beferish, it was only a klal. The Raya sounds to be a very good Raya. So the Gemara says, no, it's not 100% Raya, because Parvata Davdi Chav Mahavei, it was, this story took place in a port where it was frequented by Goyim, and therefore it could be that Rav would not hold Basar Shenes Almana Ayin is an Isser even by Rav Tavchi Yisrael, but rather this place here, immediately around the port area, was Rav coming from Goyim. And so that's why the Raya is not 100% Raya. Hey, I'll bring you a proof. The Ka'amrilu, what did he tell them? The Isur is Shechichatfei. He told them there's more Isser here. If he was Asering because of Basar Shenes Almana Ayin, all he had to say is, we're worried that it's coming from the general area. And in the general area, everybody knows that in the world, there's a Ruba D'Alma that's not kosher. Why did he have to specify that the Isur Shechichatvei must be? He was telling them something that they weren't aware of. They weren't aware of that in the immediate port area, there was mostly Goyim, and that would nullify the Roiv of Tavche Yisrael, because in the immediate area of this river, there were Goyim. That's something they were not aware of. But to tell them in the world that Roiv is Isser, that everyone knows. So because he specified the Isur Shechichatvei, it would seem to indicate that maybe he was worried about the port that had Goyim, and it's no proof that we say Basar Shenes Almana Ayin, even where you're only worried about the immediate area, and there, in that immediate area, it's Rav Tavchei Yisrael. Ask the Gemara if we, in fact, are of the opinion that Rav Shita is, that Basar Shenes Almana Ayin Usser, and the Rishonim tell us that although the Gemara said it's only Mechlola, it's not Beferish, but we'll see from the whole Sugya, and from the Gemara's next question right here, we see it. The Gemara says, how could Rav eat meat? You see clearly that Rav held that Basar Shenes Almana Ayin is Usser, even where it's Rav Tavchi Yisrael. And the Gemara wonders, how could Rav ever eat meat? If you look away for a second, that's already Basar Shenes Almana Ayin. So even though the Gemara says that it's only Mechlola, the Gemara assumes that Rav in fact held that Basar Shenes Almana Ayin is Usser. So the Gemara asks, how did Rav, that's Gemara's Kasha here, El Rav Heichachal Basar, how did Rav eat meat if he looked away for a second to Basar Shenes Almana Ayin? The Gemara answers, Einachanami, we have to say, Beshate, Rashi says, Miyad Kishen Nishchat, he was right by the Shlachtois, the slaughtering house, and he kept his eye, deloy olam einemene, he kept his eye on the meat until he was going to eat it. That's the only way he would eat meat. Iboy same as second teretz, but tzaira v'chasuma. It was tied and sealed, so he had a simon on it that this is the kosher meat. It wasn't exchanged by the ravens. The inami or b'simna, that it wasn't tied and sealed, but he had some other simon, kiha, the Rav Bar Funa, a sign like we find by Rav Bar Funa that he could identify that this is the meat that was the kosher meat, because Rav Bar Funa, what did he used to do? Mechatech le atlas karnas, he used to cut the meat on three corners, like a homintashin, and Rashi says, why did he do it? Shalai yignavu mimeno anshi beisei, that his servants should not steal it from him. Now Rashi could have said he did it because he held like Rav, that Basar Shenes Almana Ayin is usher. Rashi does not say that. The Ritva explains, because Rashi later in the bottom of the Amid tells us that we don't paskin like Rav. The Basar Shenes Almana Ayin, according to Rashi's psak, is not like Rav. We don't hold that it's usser. Rashi brings a Raya from Gemara further that we don't hold like Rav. And therefore, Rashi didn't want to say that Rabba Bar Rav Huna held like Rav, since that's not going to be the halacha lemaisa, the psak halacha, according to Rashi, and therefore Rashi gave a different reason why Rav Rav Huna did it, because of his servant shouldn't steal the meat, he should have a simon on it, and that's what Rav used, that kind of simon, for that which Rav was choishes, which is Basar Shenes Almana Ayin. Gemara relates a story related to Basar Shenes Almana Ayin and Rav. Rav have a cause to be Rav Chanan Chasli. Rav was going on a trip to Rav Chanan and his son-in-law. Chazi Mavra de Koslape, he needed a boat to take him to the other side of the river, and right when he came to the dock, right away a boat came, was coming lape towards him, and that was a very good sign. Omer mavra kos lape, if a boat is immediately coming towards me, yoyma tavalagav, that means that where I'm going to rest tonight in my son-in-law's house, that is a good omen, that it's going to be a yontiv, there's going to be a big feast. Ozel kam abava, he stood by the gate. Torah, oidik bivaza didasha, he looked through a crack in the door, and what did he see? That in fact the omen had come true. Chazi chayusa detalya, he saw meat that was being hung up, which was being prepared for the suda. His son-in-law had made a big suda here. Taref abava, he knocked on the door. Nafik asa kuliyam lapay, so everybody came out to greet, Rav is coming. Asa bachinami, and the butchers also came out to greet him. Meanwhile, nobody's looking at the meat. And according to Rav, that's Basar Shenis Am and Ayin. Loi olam Rav, einaminei. But Rav kept his eye on the meat that it should not be Basar Shenis Am and Ayin. Amar lehu, he said to the butchers, Ika Eicha Hashta, if I would have now been Saimach on your watching of this meat, Safis Lui Surl Bnei Brat, you would have fed Isser to the sons of my daughter, to my grandchildren, because according to what I hold, this is a case of Basar Shenis Am Ayin. So therefore, it was good that I kept my eye on the meat, and it was not Basar Shenis Am Ayin. So we would think that Rav would then have partaken from the suda and eaten the meat. Loi ochel Rav mehavi bisser, Rav did not eat from that meat at the suda. My time, so the Gemara wants to know, why not? If you're going to say it's Basar Shenis Am Ayin, loy ialim. We just said that Rav kept his eye on the meat, it was not Basar Shenis Am Ayin. Ela de Nachish, it was Rav, the Gemara entertains the thought that maybe Rav felt he was over on the Isser of Loisanachshi, which we find in Vayikra Perik Yutes in Parshas Kedoshim, that a person should not act based on an omen. And the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Yud Aleph tells us, what's an example of this? For example, if someone had a piece of bread in his hand and fell out of his hand, or he had a stick in his hand and it fell out, and he has a superstition now that the place that he wanted to go to, it's not a good omen, and he doesn't go to that place. Or he has a deer that goes in front of him, or we're familiar with a black cat going in front of him. He takes all these things as bad omens, and based on the superstition, he does something or does not do something. So Rav, when he went on this trip to his son-in-law, took it as a good omen that the boat, which came right away when he came to the dock, that was a good sign that he should go to his son-in-law. So maybe he didn't want to partake from the suda because he felt he was over on the Isser of Loisanachshu. El Denachish says the Gemara, but he was not over. Va'amar Rav himself says that in what he did, he was not over on Loisanachshu. Because what's the definition of Loisanachshu? Said Rav, call Nechash. Any omen, any divinity, she'enoi ke'elezer Eved Avram, that is not like Eliezer Eved Avram, or Ukin Yonis Ben Shol, or like Yonis Ben Shol, ain't a nachash. That's not considered being over on the lav of Loisen Nachashu. Now first, what are the cases of Eliezer and Yonis? So Eliezer, we know that he made a sign that the girl who will say, not only will I give you to drink, but I'll give your camels to drink, also that will be the shidduch for Yitzchak. And then Rivka did that, and he took Rivka for the shidduch for Yitzchak. Yonis Ben Shol was going with his assistant, and he said to his assistant, if the brigade of Plishtim tell us that they will come to us, then we shouldn't start a fight with them, because it shows that they're very sure of themselves, and they feel they're powerful, and they could defeat us. However, if they say to us, you come to us, if they say, the Plishtim say, you come to us, it shows they're afraid, they don't have confidence, and then we can start up with them because we will be able to defeat them. So again, it was a sign, and in fact, the Plishtim said, come to us, and they came and they defeated them. So Rav said, if the nichush is not like Eliezer, and Yonason, it's not a nichush. So what Toisvis raises here in two Toisin, in Eliezer Eved Avram and the Yonason Ben Shol, it sounds like from our Gemara that Eliezer and Yonason were over on nichush. And Eliezer, even though he was a goy, Toisvis brings down from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that a goy is mitzvah on nichush as well. So is Rav saying here that Eliezer Eved Avram and Yonis Ben Shol were over on this Isser? So Tosfos says no. That although it seems that Eliezer depended on the Nichush, what the Gemara is trying to say here is that Rav was not over on the Nichush because he wasn't Simach on it. he was going to go anyway to his son-in-law. And if you're not depending on it, he may have taken it as a good sign that he'll be matzliach, there'll be a yontif there, but he was going to go anyway. So if you don't rely on this omen, you're not over on Baal Tanachshu. So Tosfos says, but by Eliezer, he wasn't dependent on it. Because although in the order of the psukim it seems that he gave her the jewelry based on the omen, and only later did he ask, whose daughter are you? Tosfos says, Ein mugdum mukhu bar Torah, that the Torah doesn't have an order, and really it happened the opposite. As Eliezer reported when he got to the house of Besuel, and he said, I asked her, who are you? And she told me who she was, and then I gave her the jewelry. So Tosfos is saying that he only gave her the jewelry once he found out whose daughter she was. And he didn't base it on the omen. The same thing with Yonis ben Shaul. Tosfos asks him, talking about Heich Nichesh. Tosfos answers that he was going to go anyway. He just wanted to be mezares the nar that was with him. But he would have gone up anyway. So what does the Gemara mean? Kol nachash she'ena kol Eliezer av Avraham means if you do a nachash like Eliezer and you are soymeich on the omen, then you're over on loytenachashu. So is the way that Tosfos learns this Gemara. The Run says that Eliezer and Yonason were not over on nichash because anything that's sensible, there's no nichash. Eliezer was trying to look for a wife for Rivka. His primary midah was the midah of Gemilas Chesed. So it's logical that if she says, I'll give not only you to drink, I'll give your Gemalim to drink as well, that's a proper, sensible sign that she's a Baal Chesed, an appropriate shidduch for Yitzhak. That's not called Nichesh. The same thing with Yonason. If the Plishtim say, you come to us, then that shows they're weak. And therefore, we can attack them. We'll be successful. That's logical. Anything logical is not called a omen. It's not loisenachashu. Something that is not necessarily logical, that would be loisenachashu. If you depend on something not logical, that would be loisenachashu. So in the case of the boat, the reason why it's loisenachashu, it's not loisenachashu, is because Rav didn't depend on it. But they are not over on Leisenachshu simply because Tosfos says they weren't Simach on it. The Ran says because by them it's a sensible thing and them is Bechlal, there's no problem of Leisenachshu. Continues the Gemara. So if there was no Leisenachshu here in the case of Rav because he didn't depend on it, so why, in fact, didn't he eat from this? Ella, Sudas HaRishus Havoy. It was a Sudas HaRishus, which Rashi explains to mean a Bas Talmud Chacham to an Am Oretz getting married. It was also a marriage Su'uda, but it wasn't a Bas Talmud Chacham to a Talmud Chacham. That's called a Sudas HaRishus. V'Rav, Loi Mishanim Sudas HaRishus. Rav would never eat from a Su'uda that was not considered a full bona fide Su'udas Mitzvah. That's why he didn't eat. The Gemara says that certain Amoraim would do things which appeared to be nichush and really weren't. Rav Badek B'mavra. Rav would check in boats. Rashi says, Im uzumenes loy ozel. If the boat was right there, he would go to the destination that he wanted to go. V'im b'koshi might so loy ozel. But if he found it with difficulty, it wasn't right there, he would not go. Now, this seems to contradict what we learned before. Before we learned, the whole reason Rav was not over on Nichesh is because he was not Simach on the boat. Here Rashi says that he was Simach. The Ran explains that Rashi means he only used it as one of the many factors in his decision, but he didn't make his decision totally based on the boat. If he would do it totally, then it would not be acceptable. The Rambam says there's no difference whether you do it totally or whether it's only one factor in your decision. The reason why Rav was Badek B'mavra, Rashi says that he wasn't Soymich on it at all, according to the Rambam, And it was just a good sign. He was going to go anyway. Regardless, he's going. Except if it works out that the boat comes right away, he goes with a joyful heart that it's a good sign for him. But he's not going based on the boat. And if so, the Rambam says it is permitted. It's not considered nichush. Continues the Gemara that Shmuel Barak B'Safra. Shmuel would look at a sefer and see the words of the sefer, similar to perhaps what people do, the Groz Geirel, to figure out what they should make decisions. Since it's dependent on a sefer, that's not considered nichash. Rabbi Yochanan, Barak B'Yanuka. He would check with a boy learning a pasuk. We find many times in Shas, Psychli Psukecha. What pasuk are you learning? Based on what the boy said he was learning in Cheder, the pasuk, that's what Rabbi Yochanan would rely on. And the Gemara gives an example of this. Kulish Nida Rav, all the years that Rav was the Rosh Hashiva in Bavel, and Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael, so when Rabbi Yochanan would write a letter to Rav, have a custom like Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan would write to Rav, Lekadim Rabbeinu Shabbat Bavel, that this letter is being sent to our Rav in Bavel. I'm sending it to Rav, who's our teacher in Bavel. Kinach nafshe, when Rav was nifter, and Shmuel became the Rosh Hashiva, have a kosev l'Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan wrote to Shmuel, l'kadam chavareinu shebe Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan held that he was on the same level as Shmuel, and therefore he said to my colleague, my friend in Bavel. And Shmuel felt that being addressed this way by Rabbi Yochanan would diminish his authority, people would not have the proper respect for him. And Shmuel said, "Amar lo yodeli midi de Rabbi Yana. Is there nothing that I know better than Rabbi Yochanan that he can learn from me so that he can address me as Rebbe?" So he wanted to show him that there are things that he knows better than Rabbi Yochanan. Kosav Shadalei, he wrote and he sent Ibura de Shitin Shani, the Ibur Hashana of 60 years, which was a very impressive thing in calculations. Amar, when Rabbi Yochanan received this, he said, "Hashtachushman abalmiyada." Okay, he's good in calculations, but I still don't have the respect of Shmuel of being my Rebbe. But then, Kosav Shadalei, he wrote and he sent to Rabbi Yochanan, Shmuel sent, Tleser Gamli, 13 camel loads of Sveiki Treifasa, of things that were treif, and he rendered a halachic decision on these 13 camel loads of things that were Suffolk Trefa. Rashi says, Anishamati, that these were which birds are considered the birds that are the 24 birds that are non-kosher. Tosfos has a girsa for the Rabbeinu Chananel, Tresar, not 13 but 12, and not camel loads, but Gvili, there were parchments that had these questions on it. When Rabbi Yochanan received this, he was very impressed. Omar, Isli Rav B'Bavel, I have a Rebbe in Bavel, Ezel Echzei, let me go to see him. But before he went, Amalei Liyanuka, this is an example where he relied on a boy, Psychli Psukecha, tell me what you're learning in the yeshiva. Amalei, I'm learning the pasuk in Shmuel, who Shmuel meis, that Shmuel died. Amar, so Rabbi Yochanan, when he heard that pasuk, he said, Shema mina, noch nafshei di Shmuel. I see that Shmuel was nifter, and therefore he didn't go. So L'chayrid, this is like what Rashi said before, that Rav, if the boat didn't come to him, he didn't go. And here it seems again, Rabbi Yochanan is totally relying on this pasuk. Why is this not considered nichush? So the Ran answers this question that a pasuk from a child is considered a nevuah bizman hazeh. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Bava Basra that after the Beis Hamikdash was nechrav and there's no more nevuah, nevuah is given to shaitim and ketanim, and therefore this is not begetter nichush, because this is begetter a nevuah that was being given to Rabbi Yochanan, and he could totally rely. You don't even have to say it was partially, but since it's considered like a nevuah, he could totally rely on what this young boy was telling him. But the Gemara says, in truth, v'loihi loy shachav Shmuel. Really, Shmuel was not dead. He did not die. Hashem didn't want to be matriach Rabbi Yochanan to go to Shmuel. Therefore, he had the boy tell him the pasuk Ushmuel meis. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Oimer, bias tinnik v'isha, a house. If somebody built a house, as Rashi explains, or he had a baby, tinnik v'isha, got married, and then he made a business deal, and he was matzliach. Afal pishei nachash, even though he's not oiver nichush, yesh simon, there is a simon. So Rashi learns that at the end of the Rashi, Yesh Simon, Rashi says, Simon hu shahoy l'chum atzliach, if he did a deal right after one of these events, and he was matzliach, it shows he has a good mazel going for him. But v'iloi, if he's not matzliach, al yargul lotzeis yoysu midai sheyesh lochu shlo yatzliach. So Rashi again makes it that you're not being soymech on this, but don't go out too much because there's a good chance you won't be matzliach. Rashi's not saying it definitively. If a person would be soymech on this definitively, that would be nichush. But since Rashi hedges it and says, don't get too used to it, don't do it too often because we have to worry, maybe you won't be matzliach, that's similar to what the Ran said before in Rashi by the boat with Rav, that Rav would only use it as one of the factors. The main point is that you're not soymech on it 100%. If you're soymech on this 100%, then it would be nechosh. But here you're not being soymech on it. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Elazar, v'hu dischazek plus zimni. When can you take it as a sign if it happened three times? Dichsif. Because Yaakov said, Yosef enanu, Yosef's not here, Shimon enanu, Shimon's not here, Ves Binyamin tikofi, you want to take Binyamin also, if I'm going to lose Binyamin, then I'll have bad a simon three times, then from now on, everything that is going to happen to me is going to be bad, because I have a triple simon. So Reb Lezer is telling us that from that pasuk we see that the simon is only if it happens either three good deals or three bad deals, then he can use it as a simon. And again, he's not relying on it 100%, but he is taking it into account. The Rambam learns that, not like Rashi, the Rambam Lishitasa, he says that you cannot depend on it whatsoever, but after the fact, after you got married and you did a deal and the deal worked out, you can look back in retrospect and say, you know why the deal worked out well? Because I have a simon, because I got married or I had a child or I built a house, and that's a simon that I'm having presently a good mazel. But not that you're simon on it even lochush, like Rashi says, even partially, according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to do it. You can only use it as a simon in retrospect. Boy, minei Rav Huna me Rav. Rashi says that Rav Huna holds like Rav, that Basar Shem Salman Ayin is Osir. So he asked his Rebbe Rav, b'charuzamah, what happens if he strings up the meat on a string? Could he then say it's the same meat that he left, even though he didn't see it? And should it be Osir still al Basar Shem Salman Ayin? Amar lei, alti shayte b'charuzin. The first way Rashi learns is, don't be a shayta concerning charuzin. Harei zeh simon. It's definitely a simon. The second way Rashi learns is a little different. Omer le alti shayta. Don't be a fool. Becharuzin harei zeh simon. By charuzin, it's definitely a good simon, and you don't have to worry about Basar Shem Salman Ayin. Ikedi Amri, some say it was not a question and answer, but rather Rav Huna made a statement. Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, becharuzin harei zeh simon. Rav Nachman Nardoi, Ikla, he visited Lagabi Rav Kana, Lufum Nara, in the place Lufum Nara, Bimal Yom Kippur and Erev Yom Kippur, Osir Arvi, ravens came, Shadu, they threw, Kavdi V'chul Yisa, they threw livers and kidneys, Amar Lei, so Rav Kana said, Shkol V'chol, go ahead and eat it. Ha'idna, because today, Erev Yom Kippur, where everybody has a mitzvah of eating, and people are shechting, Datei Rishchich Tvei, there's a lot of heter, and you're allowed to eat it. But the question is, there's a lot of heter, but what about the ravens? What about Basar Shem Salman Ayin? So Rashi says, from here you see that Rav Kana did not hold like Rav that there's a problem with Basar Shem Salman Ayin. And Rashi says, that's why how I paskin la locha, because from the Mishnayis that we brought on Amud Aleph, for example, the last one about the meat of the Gvulin, that we gave a teretz on Rav, but Rashi says it's a doichik teretz, and the Pashtus from Chatichos Mutarois is that you don't have to worry about Basar Shem Salman Mino Ayin. However, Tosis, on the top Tosis, Asik, at the end of the Tosis, Tosis says that it's no Raya. It's possible that Rav Kahana could hold like Rav, that Basar Shem Salman Mino Ayin is Usur, except what Rav Kahana was saying here was that you don't have to worry about the ravens, because even if the ravens are bringing it from far away places, all those far places from where the ravens could bring it here to this place are also shechting. There's also Jews in those areas that are shechting today on Erev Yom Kippur and being mekayim the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So normally you have to worry that Ruba da Alma is non-kosher. But on Erev Yom Kippur, even if the ravens bring, they're also going to bring Ruba of kosher, and therefore you can rely on it to eat it. So Rashi does not paskin bashin as amenayin, is usher. The Rambam and the Rif paskin bashin as amenayin is usher. The Ramon Yeridei Simon Samach Gimel says that the minig is that if you find meat exactly in the same place that you left it, we're not machmer concerning bashin as amenayin. The Gra and the Bir Gra tells us the Rambam has a chiddush that even if a goy had meat and it was out of sight from Jews, that's also considered Bashan Saman Ayin, even though on Ahmed Aleph we learned in our sugya that if a goy had it, as long as it's not lying on the ground, it's not considered Bashan Saman Ayin. However, the Gra says that the Rambam is Simech on a Yerushalmi that argues on the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi holds that if a goy has meat and it's out of sight from a Jew, that's also considered Bashan Saman Ayin, and it's also usher to eat. Continues the Gemara, Rab Chiya bar Avin itbar, he lost lay karkisha, a colon of an animal. And where did he lose it? Beidina, the Masar Sashat says it should be Beine Dana, which means amongst the barrels of wine. Also the Kameh to Rav Huna, he later found it, he came to Rav Huna, could he eat it? Amar lay, Islach Simen Begaveh, do you have a Simen? Amar lay loy, no Simen. Islach Tviya Seine Begaveh, do you recognize it? Is it familiar to you? Are you sure this is the one you lost? I'm lay in. Yes, I recognize it. In Cain Zilshkal. If so, Talmud Chacham is believed with Tviya Zayin. Go and take it and eat it. Rav Chanina Chazah Isped, he lost lay Gaba back the Bistra of Meat. Also came to Rav Nachman, came in front of Nachman. I'm lay Isach Simon Begaveh. Do you have a Simon? I'm lay loy. I don't. Isach Tviya Zayin Begaveh. Do you have Tviya Zayin? I'm lay in. Yes, I do. In Cain Zilshkal, take it and eat it. Rav Nassim Bar Abaya, Isped lay, he lost Kibura de Tchelta. He lost a roll of Tchelis, and then he found it. And now there's a chash, maybe it's Kla Elon, it's not Tchelis. Also, the Kameh to Rav Chizdi, came to Rav Chizdi, Amalei, Islach Simon Begaveh, do you have a Simon? Amalei Loy, I don't. Islach Tviya Seine Begaveh, do you have familiarity? Do you recognize it? Amalei Yin, yes, this is looks like the roll that I lost. In Cain's Zil Shkoil, if so, you can rely on your Tviya Seine, and you can use it for Tchelis.